Welcome to Tandem with the Random, a podcast featuring conversations with interesting people doing interesting things from all different walks of life. In this installment, we hear from Richard J. Anderson, a Philadelphia-based writer who maintains a personal blog at sandspoint.com and is a contributor to pop culture site kittysneezes.com. He is also the co-host of a recently launched music podcast called Crush on Radio and is working on his first novel. That conversation and a few random thoughts are just ahead on Tandem with the Random for Monday, June 18th, 2012. Now here is your host, Brian Kelly. Hello, this is the Tandem with the Random podcast, and this is your host, Brian Kelly. How about this? I managed to get a new podcast online 2 weeks after the last one. It's almost like I'm on a schedule or something. Anyway, my guest on this installment of the podcast is Richard J. Anderson, a Philadelphia-based writer who has his own blog at sandspoint.com and a tumble log at wannabreathmint.com. He is a contributor to the pop culture website kittysneezes.com and recently began co-hosting a podcast about being a music fan called Crush on Radio, and I will put links to all of those sites in the show notes. Anyway, we'll talk to Richard about everything he has going on in just a few minutes. First, a few random thoughts. First, I want to mention something related to the last podcast. It seems the Celebrating Audio Theater Old and New convention needs help. Organizers need to sell 100 evening program tickets for each of the two nights, October 12th and 13th. By July 1st in order to proceed and hold the event, which right now is scheduled to take place at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, and again that's October 12th and 13th, 2012. The Friday and Saturday evening programs include special presentations and audio drama performances, along with a buffet dinner. Evening attendees will have the opportunity to share a dinner table with the performers and celebrity guests. Those tickets are $55 per person, $50 for students and seniors. So if you are a fan of old-time radio or modern audio theater and can be in the area October 12th and 13th, why don't you buy those tickets now and enjoy a very special event. Next, my wife's due date is now just a couple of weeks away, and it's really weird thinking that after nearly 41 years of life, I'm going to be responsible for raising another human being. And I kind of feel sorry for my kid already. But seriously, I'm looking forward to it, despite my fears of failure. I think my biggest concerns are raising a child in this world today. Like, what are we leaving kids born these days? What is there to look forward to growing up? I just hope that people will wake up and realize we're all in this together. People are different, and we all need to live amongst each other. We can't be making laws to punish certain groups and reward others. That's just insane. And we certainly can't be killing each other. I'm always reminded of the classic article from The Onion in the wake of 9/11 that featured the headline, "God clarifies, don't kill rule." Seriously, just stop it. Of course, that might not be the biggest problem. NASA just reported this past week in a press release that 460-foot-wide asteroid 2011 AG5 shouldn't hit the Earth in 2040. And then clarified later in the release that there are still many scenarios to play out and that we probably won't have a better idea until after 2013 anyway. And even then, there's a slight chance the asteroid could fly through a 227-mile-wide area of space called a gravitational keyhole, where Earth's own gravitational forces could push the rock back into our path, resulting in an impact in 2040. So yeah, I'll be starting a Google alert following asteroid 2011 AG5 and passing it along to my kid. Anyway, that's enough random thoughts for this episode. Let's hear from Richard J. Anderson from sandspoint.com and the Crush on Radio podcast right after this short musical break. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Tandem with the Random podcast at tandemwiththerandom.com.
guest for this episode of Tandem with the Random is Richard J. Anderson, a Philadelphia-based writer who has a personal blog at sanspoint.com and contributes to the pop culture site kittysneezes.com. He's also a co-host of a recently launched music podcast called Crush on Radio. Richard, thanks for joining me on Tandem with the Random. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, Richard, I know you're based in the Philadelphia area. Are you originally from the area?
Yeah, born and raised here.
Excellent. And you're a writer. What kinds of projects have you worked on, and who or what are your inspirations?
Good question. I sort of split my time between, well, I'm ostensibly a novelist. I've been working on a novel for the last 4 years or so, which is, it's, writing a novel is very, very hard. But also, I write as personal essays on my site, sanspoint.com, and I'm a regular contributor, as you mentioned, to Katie Sneezes, where I mostly focus on writing about music. The project I'm on right now is we're reviewing every album by The Residents, more or less in order.
Wow.
And they have a lot of albums.
Yeah, so that sounds pretty ambitious. So how did you get involved with kittysneezes.com, and why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about what that site is all about?
KittySneezes.com is it's sort of a zine on the web, mostly focusing on pop culture, and it doesn't really have a specific focus, but we do tend to do a lot of writing about music. But there's reviews there of other media, essays, and there's a video project that Matt did a while back called In the News, which was very interesting.
And that's Matt Keeley, your co-host, also on Crush on Radio, correct?
Yeah, and I met Matt back in the days when. In internet years, I'm an old fogey. This was back when LiveJournal was still a thing.
Okay.
And, you know, when LiveJournal was still actually a popular thing, you could actually meet people on it, just connecting through shared interests. I don't know exactly how Matt and I discovered each other. I think it was just shared interest in certain bands, and then shared interest in literature. He turned me on to David Foster Wallace, brilliant writer, taken way too soon.
Yep.
And once he started Kitty Sneezes, it didn't take long for me to just take an interest in starting to write for it myself. He'd actually interviewed me for another with my associate who is involved with another project I do called Bookie Boys Basement, where we archive and distribute bootleg recordings of the band Devo with official sanction. So we are working within the law on this.
Okay.
You don't have to cut that out so you don't get sued.
Okay.
And when I started writing reviews about a series called Forgotten Records, which is just interesting, hard, weird records that I don't think most people know about. Yeah, so I started writing the Forgotten Records articles for Kitty Sneezes, which is something I actually need to go back to, but I've been so caught up with other reviews, Fresh on Radio, and the Resonance Project.
So, as I mentioned off mic earlier, I first came across you when you replied to one of my tweets about Thomas Dolby's Free at Noon show on WXPN in Philly a few months ago, and so I knew you were a music fan. Mm-hmm. But I know you met Matt at kittysneezes.com. How did Crush on Radio come together, and how did that all work itself out?
Okay, well, the backstory of that is I need to tell you how I met Andrew.
Okay.
The other co-host on that, and that was actually through Twitter, and sort of interesting story there. Andrew and I are both fans of the work of a gentleman named Merlin Mann, who, while a musician, we're not talking about his music work. He's a blogger with a focus on basically doing creative work, and he has a podcast that he does on the 5x5 network called Back to Work. And in about a year and a half ago, when they started the show, I wrote in just talked to. Ask a question of them, and because one thing I was at a rough period of my life. I had just gotten out of being unemployed for a year, and I'm in my late 20s. I have no idea what the hell I want to do. So basically, I'm listening to the show. It's very inspirational, but the problem I was having was that it was about, so far they were only talking about stuff that was mostly relevant to people who had decided on something to do. So I, went out, reached out. Yelled into the void and see if they heard me, and they did. They did an amazing episode that I appreciate called Vocational Wheel. And in response to that, I wrote a post on Sans Point, which had gotten picked, which Andrew somehow discovered. He got in touch with me on Twitter. Yeah, Twitter's a lot like LiveJournal used to be back in the day. And I found out he's a music fan and a musician. So after trying to beat my head, after beating my head against the wall about wanting to do a music related project of some sort, whether it was a blog or a podcast or whatever, I even tried doing a podcast, but it was just me sitting in front of a microphone alone, and that's, I have trouble with that. Yeah, it helps to have someone to play off of, and so I figured, after beating my head against the wall, I was like, why don't I just ask some people if they want to do this with me? Shot them a question, asked them literally right over Twitter. There was a little bit of back and forth. We spent some time talking about just nature of the project. We have this gigantic Google Doc of show notes and titles, and it goes back to even the start where we're just throwing around titles and format ideas. And eventually, one Sunday, it was May 12th, I'll have to double check on that, but we just sat down over Skype, talked for about an hour and a half or so, and I was up until 1 in the morning editing it, because I'd done a podcast once before called 30 Minutes with the Lights Off, and it didn't go very far. But there was a very simple podcast to edit because it was just two people around a microphone. And so this was three people, Skype, dropping in song clips and things. I've gotten faster since, but that 1:30 that Monday morning, I threw up the first episode of Crush on Radio and went, and I couldn't sleep.
So can you describe a typical Crush on Radio podcast?
Okay. Well, we started out being a little more formal, trying to organize the show, but now we just go right in. We start talking with each other about what we've been up to musically. We each pick an album to talk about. We all listen to them over the previous week and share our opinions on that. And that's actually the big reason I started the show, is that I wanted to have a chance to not only hear music that I was new to, but also share the music I like and have my friends share the music they like with a larger audience. I've always believed that there's this attitude among a certain group of people where, oh, I can't listen to that anymore, they got popular. And I think that's just an insult to whatever band you like and to music culture in general. You know, share, if you like something, share it with people. The more people who like it, the better it is for the people you like. I hope that made sense.
I'm a big believer in sharing, musical influences and bands that you're fans of. My current obsession is Dent May. Hmm. I don't know if you've heard of him. He had an album out back in 2009, I believe, called The Feel Good Music of Dent May and His Magnificent Ukulele. And it was mostly ukulele-based, except it was a bonus track called Eastover Wives that had a lot of, 80s cheesy synths going on. It had, this lounge music feel to it. And it was getting, I heard it on one of the Sirius XM channels. I guess it was the college music station, I think. But I heard it. I'm like, oh, I gotta check into this. And he just released another album, which goes into that. It's stayed on that same track with the synths, and it's kind of like lounge music meets chill wave.
Interesting. I guess. Check that out.
Yeah, it's one of the that's one of my guilty pleasures right now, I guess. And a lot of Beach Boys harmonies on it as well. And
sold.
Yeah. So those types of harmonies going on. It's an interesting record. I'm definitely going to be listening to it a lot this summer. It was actually a band I did read on the Crush on Radio blog. Looking for it now, but it may be an archived item here. And it was a band that I listened to a little bit. I want to check out more. It was something, Danielle something was in the name of the...
Danielle Ate the Sandwich.
Yes, yes, that was it. Yeah, I like that one thing that I listened to. So I definitely want to check in on that. So
yeah, I've heard of them before, and I was wary to check them out because of the name, actually. It's like, really? Okay. But now that I finally checked them out, I'm willing to move past the silly name.
So, where do you see the podcast going? What are your hopes for the podcast?
I'd like to keep going with it. It's just great to talk to Matt and Andrew every week. It's something I look forward to. And hopefully just, I would like to, I mean, I think we'd all like to make money off of what we do creatively, but I'm happy with it. I'm happy with where, I think I'll be happy with wherever it goes. I don't really have any particularly huge plans for it. Just share the music we love. Maybe bring on some people to talk about. We're actually going to, Matt's going to be going to Off the Grid. He's going to be in Portland for a wedding in a couple weeks. And so we're going to have a couple fill-in guests. And at the risk of spoiling it, I've got John Pfeffer of the band Capillary Action. He's also a friend of mine from high school. So, but they're amazing. They're an amazing band. So he's filling in for one episode, and I'm hopefully getting Robert Drake, DJ from WXBN, to fill in for another one. He was actually one of the first people to hear the first episode of Crush on Radio, and he left a very glowing review on the site. I mean, this was even before we were listed on iTunes.
Dang.
Yeah, so when we had a spot free up, I figured he was one of the first people I asked to fill in.
That's very cool. So, what other plans do you have as far as writing is concerned? I know you're working on the book. I mean, do you see a completion date in the near future?
I hope so. I mean, in about 2 months, I'm actually going to be packing up and moving to New York City.
Oh, wow.
I don't have a job lined up, so I'm going to have a lot of free time as I look, so that'll give me some more time to actually work on that.
And what is the book about?
It's a novel. I've always found it very hard to explain the story so far as it is. I think the best explanation I can come up with is this is sort of a love triangle without the love.
Okay. So it's a triangle story.
Yeah. Two guys, one woman, and it gets complicated from there.
Well, Richard, I won't take up too much more of your time, but I want to thank you for joining me on Tandem with the Random again. My guest has been Richard J. Anderson. You can find him at sanspoint.com and crushonradio.com, among other places on the internet. And I will put links in the show notes to Richard's various sites. Richard, thank you again, and good luck with all your endeavors.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Well, that concludes this episode of Tandem with the Random. Again, thanks to Richard J. Anderson for being our guest this time around on the podcast. You can find out more about him at sanspoint.com or crushonradio.com, or just click on the links in the show notes. Also, please keep an eye on tandemwiththerandom.com, follow us on Twitter at @TWTRpodcast, or like Tandem with the Random on Facebook for the latest information and show updates. Until next time, this is Brian Kelly. Take care. Thoughts and views expressed by the host of Tandem with the Random are not necessarily shared by guests of the program. Conversely, the thoughts and views expressed by guests of the podcast
are not necessarily shared by the host. For more information and show notes for the podcast you've just heard, please visit Tandem with the Random on the web at tandemwiththerandom.com.